I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Orioles have a new manager. His name is Craig Albernez. And let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Ryan Ripken, part of our BBT coverage during the regular season, joins us. And Ryan, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So this one came a little out of nowhere. We didn't hear you got interviewed or anything, but he's the new skipper. What do you think of the hire?
Hey, well, happy Wednesday. Wasn't on people's bingo card because they didn't know it was in the possible outcomes. But, you know, when you take a step back and then look at, you know, who the heck is Craig Albernez? You know, that was something that a lot of people genuinely wanted to know. Well, you know, it's a guy that spent a lot of time with the Rays organization, a little time with the Giants in the big leagues, and then you're at the Guardians. And, you know, the Rays, very metric-based, very detailed on the smaller things, just like the Guardians, where the emphasis is finding ways to win. And, you know, I got to talk to a few people that were really close with him over the years, at different spots. And the messaging that I got from each person was he's a great communicator. People love working with him. And he really wants to emphasize kind of those finer things, meaning doing the little things right to win. And, you know, that's something I think Baltimore really needs to focus on, you know. But with all that being said, you know, the only then con in this situation, and I still think it's a great hire. The one worry is just going to be expectations for the team. You know, can you get this team philosophically being able to do those little things right, with the expectation being that this ball club's going to be trying to win the AL East again, you know, and trying to win in the playoffs. You know, that's the main thing here. And there is the Orioles' job this offseason, in my mind, was one of the most pressure-packed, because it's a team that has tremendous talent and a place where people are expecting them to take the next step. So I like the hire a lot, but that would be the only con here, is coming into a situation as a first-time manager with a whole lot of expectations.
Well, it certainly appears that Craig is going to be able to build out his staff, because multiple assistant coaches on the move that were here last year with the Orioles. But how much of a good thing do you think that is, Ryan? Coming off a year in which the Orioles really failed to come close to meeting expectations, to kind of bring in new voices, not just from the manager, but assistant coach-wise?
Well, I think it's very important. You know, every staff, right, or manager that comes in any place, you know, they want to be able to bring in people they think can fit what they're trying to build, right? With any team, across any sport, that's what you want to do. And so clearly, you know, the Orioles had problems last year. And, you know, this is something I know, Tim, you and I have talked about, you know, in depth with any sport. You know, when you lose, the reality is people will lose their jobs, whether it's players or it's coaches. And with the turnover, you need to then look at who is the next person that you can evaluate. And for Craig Albernez, and again, emphasizing, if he wants to really manage his way, you should let him bring in that staff. And then on top of it too, you know, the Orioles, they took a step back offensively last year. And they need to try to change their philosophy. But I think that's even deeper than coaches you bring in. That's going to be from an organizational development side. But Craig bringing in and shaking it up, I think that is, give him what he needs and bring in the people that he thinks he wants to need, because that's how it needs to be evaluated, is with the people that can best implement the system he's bringing to Baltimore.
We all kind of expected it was not going to be an incredibly experienced manager one way or the other. But I do find it interesting because you talk about expectations, and this isn't walking into a rebuild. This is walking into what's supposed to put a rebuild over the top. I do wonder if this does have the built-in excuse of, you know, they're not where they should be in late May, kind of like they weren't with Hyder. But, you know, the GM's like, well, you know, he's first-time manager. He needs some time. Like, I kind of feel like I don't want to hear that. You know what I mean? Because they decided to go this route, and it all starts mattering from opening day, especially when this franchise has been going in reverse since June 20th of 2024.
Yeah, I think really for me, it's when we get to August next year, after the deadline, and you have to ask the question, do you have a chance to be in the hunt? Are you in the discussion? Because if you're not, then that's going to be the bigger problem to me, whether the team's struggling in May. You know, because other teams, you know, they might not get out of the gate. But I think it's the way that you're playing. And I think last year, and even if we say going back to 2024, it's the way in which the Orioles were playing and how they were losing ball games, which was the frustrating part. You know, it was offense. It felt like, you know, it was too many of the same results. Mm-hmm. Maybe you compete for one game, then it's completely shut out and felt like there was no shot. And then maybe you have that third game where it really comes down to situational play, which they didn't obviously execute well enough last year. So, you know, I think for Craig, yeah, there could be some speed bumps to start. But, you know, it's really – there's going to be no excuse then for this team.
Right.
But the only thing that I will say is I'm really curious how this roster will be constructed going into spring training. And I would be shocked if we don't see extreme pitching depth. I would be shocked if there's not a veteran bat in there. Because that will also tell this tale of what to think of what Craig is doing as a manager. Because last year you could see it. The pitching was down. The hitting was supposed to take it the next step, and it didn't. And you just felt this toxic.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Feel around the team. If that's still happening next year, that toxic feel, that's a whole different discussion. But I do really want to see how this Orioles team's going to be looking the first couple months. And then it comes to August. You know, are you in the hunt or not?
Talking with Ryan Ripkins, Inside Access here on The Fan. Albernaz is a former catcher, never got to the majors, minor league catcher. It seems like almost every other manager in baseball now has a history as a catcher at some point. But with that in mind, and we're going to talk about this later in the show, the Adley Rutschman of it all, is he fixable? That's going to be one of this guy's tasks, is getting that guy on track. Can Adley Rutschman get back on track?
Yes. And the number one thing for Adley is he's got to be on the field. You know, truly, he's got to be on the field. I believe in 2024, and, you know, part of those reports came out, he was banged up. It was very obvious in 2024, and mentally probably took a hit. 2025, to start off the year, it was more mental for me with him than it was physical, and then he was getting going. You know, in June, it looked like Adley Rutschman was turning the corner, and then what happened? Injury. And then it knocks you out again. Your best ability is your availability. And I believe if Adley can be healthy, relatively healthy, I'm not going to say he's going to return to the form and that perception of being the can't-miss catcher that he was a few years ago, but being an all-star, being a impact player, I think all of that is there. I think Craig can obviously help him, but I think it's not even about helping Adley. I think the bigger part is Adley has to be on the field. And that I think will take care of itself. But for 2 years in a row now, unfortunately, you know, he's been banged up. So I'm hoping the best, but it's not a stretch here to say that Adley is a tone setter. If he goes out there and plays well for this team, typically the rest of the team follows suit.
Ryan, before we let you go, let's get your thoughts on the World Series. Blue Jays, really gutty win last night after losing that 18-inning marathon. World Series tied at 2. Who ends up winning the whole thing?
Man, call me crazy, but I think the Jays can pull it off. You know, Game 5 is going to be a huge indicator tonight, but, you know, the Jays showed me a lot, not only what they've done this entire season, the postseason being down 2-0 to the Mariners and then going on the road, and you win those games to make it a series to go back to Toronto and ultimately win it. I think that the way that the Blue Jays play and the way their offense is shaped, they can go out and compete against the Dodgers. Dodgers are still the favorites, but the Jays have nothing to lose, and especially how they rebounded in that 18-inning classic. And I got to get up at, you know, 4 in the morning to catch a flight, and I'm watching that whole game. But how they responded and how they played in Game 4, I'm going to roll with Toronto here and say that this grittiness and never giving up in their style is going to shock the Dodgers, or at least that's what I'd like to see.
Ryan Ripken, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We'll chat next week.
All right, guys. Have a great rest of your day.
Coming up at 4:30, we'll get Jim Duquette's thoughts on the Orioles' new skipper. But coming up next, back to football, and the Steelers have been scuffling of late. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers. The Steelers are getting ready for the Colts. It's Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.